Last Monday's point of view was my Easter message. You probably heard a number of those epic recountings of the shot heard round the world. The after effects of the resurrection are the basis for the Christian faith. Granted, my spin was on the day after, but it hit your inbox about the same time that the headlines about a dead pope came within hours of the celebrations of a risen Savior. This is a takeaway that I think you ought to think about. My clever recast of the eternal kingdom as the macro model of our own political cycles was the essential core of my time with you. It was my attempt to follow Jesus' recurrent use of parables, painting eternal truths using word pictures from our experience in our fallen world. Let me throw this retrospective scene back into play just to make sure you heard me. Easter was the election. The resurrection was a resounding victory. The God of this world has been outranked by the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. The results have been tabulated. It's done. Now Satan is the lame duck, out to exercise his waning authority to the max, leading up to the invisible version of the inauguration, which is the second coming of the King. When he comes, it's game over for the conflict. His administration will be put into office. Leaders at every level will be installed in spots they earned through faithful service to him between the resurrection and the return. The new power structure will be in place forever. Easter commemorates the electoral landslide. We're in the time warp between the conclusion and the beginning. Let's get busy and secure our spots in the New Earth lineup. This week's installment of My Point of View isn't just another word for the week piece that would hope to give you a little burst of spiritual juice that would carry you through a week of Tao peaks and plummets and political firefights. This has been my life message for the last 25 years, and it's what I'd want you to remember about me if I exit before you. Jesus had just challenged the rich young ruler to break from his privileged paradigm and hit a massive reset of his lifetime purpose. It raised the appropriate question from Peter and the other guys in the inner circle. Was it foolish to make Jesus' kingdom life's priority at the expense of other options? From Matthew 19, Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." Here's the deal, my friend. When Jesus returns to set up his earthly and eternal kingdom, he'll be establishing the org chart for his forever team. Just like our world has operated, most will be working in the lower levels of the enterprise. Climbing up through the ranks, we'll see an increase in authority and a decrease in boxes. Far more people at the bottom of the pyramid than at the top. Hundreds of New Testament verses summarized without compromise. The best spots in eternity will be earned by people willing to sacrifice short-term experience for long-term promotion. The enemy-inspired exception to that truth that Jesus clarified is frequent. That cannot be true. In God's kingdom, everyone will be equal. If you think you can earn positions and rewards in this lifetime, you're corrupting the integrity of God's grace, which is by definition unmerited favor. Salvation comes through God's grace. There's no question or compromise on that foundational truth. But positions in God's kingdom and the resources available in the tangible new earth that you'll inhabit forever will be earned through faithful and sacrificial service to him now. We're serving the King of Kings elect. The God of this world is the lame duck loser. He knows he's been overthrown, and the victor is coming back to reclaim what's his. What spot will he have for you in his new administration? The answer is up to you.